Right now, we're headed to Florida to talk to Mary. Mary, welcome to the Today's Home Water Radio Show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be with you today and to be able to ask my question.
Good. Yeah, great. This is very unique. I'm not sure I've ever encountered something quite like this. So tell us all about it here. See what we can do.
Okay. Well, I own a condo in Florida, and I have owned it for 27 years. Mm-hmm. Now, in my kitchen, I have a cooktop and an oven that were here long before me. Mm-hmm. They may even be the originals, but everything is color coordinated, and there was never anything wrong with the burners, so I never did anything about changing it. Mm-hmm. But recently, I see now that I need either a new cooktop or a complete stove. Now, I have two questions. Is it possible to change just the cooktop, because the new one will have the dials directly on the unit? But currently, the dials now that control both the cooktop and the oven are located on the oven. Mm-hmm. Now, can this cooktop be changed, or what about the wiring of something like that? That's what I'm not sure of.
Sure. Well, I think an electrician could bypass the existing wiring. You would just have the redundancy of the actual controls. Joe, that'd be a little bit awkward, but would there be any problem in doing that, you think?
Yeah, Mayor, I agree with Danny. I think there's no reason they can't disconnect the wires that are going now from the oven to the cooktop, and they just won't be used. And then, as you said, they'll bring in a new wire to supply electricity to the new cooktop. But you're thinking of replacing both and just getting a range, which would be a range is obviously just a combination oven and cooktop, oven and top cooktop in one piece.
Yeah, the problem with doing that is a little bit more involved for me, because if I bought a stove, it would have the oven would be on the bottom.
Correct.
And then to do all of this, the oven and the cooktop currently would need to be removed, as well as all of the cabinets underneath.
Right. Yeah, you'd have to open up the cabinets.
Which store all my
right.
pots and pans.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the easiest thing is to keep what you have and not redo all the cabinetry to make room for a range. And just replace the cooktop, and if you're happy with the oven, leave it. And if you have to replace that at some point, then you could replace it. But I agree with Danny.
Road,
I think I'd
yeah.
have an electrician take a look at this.
Yeah, I would have an electrician do it, though. And I'm sure wouldn't be a bit surprised. They probably have ran into it a lot more often than maybe we've heard about it. So I think you'd be good. Go ahead and buy it and have the new unit there, and then talk to a number of electricians that routinely do a lot of residential work. And I think it'll be a smooth process.
Well, if I have another question, though. If I call somebody like the Home Depot here to measure, I know it's 30 inches. It's only 30 inches in width. If they come to measure and I agree for them to install a stove, would they be also the ones that would take care of smashing the cabinets on the bottom, or is that a cabinet maker, or how would that work?
Well, I'm not sure if they would have the ability to do the cabinet alteration. Now, they may have an agreement with someone as a third party that could take care of that, which is often the case, because there's almost always some type of custom alterations necessary on doing that. But then, you also have the concern of those cabinets, the new altered area matching, the existing cabinet. So that would have to be something that would be under consideration as well.
I see.
Mary.
Okay, so that's great. Then they just have to bypass the existing wiring in order to change the cooktop.
Yeah, Mary, I was going to make one other suggestion, since this sounds like these units probably are original equipment. And if they're almost 30 years old, I can't imagine there aren't other people in this condo complex that haven't updated them, removed them, done whatever. And someone who's like a maintenance manager in the complex might know of someone
that's
been doing that work. So you might want to ask around before, you just go out and try to find someone on your own. Because maybe I can't imagine there haven't been other condo owners who haven't upgraded their kitchen.
Yes, they have had the same problem. They have had the exact same problem. I don't know how my equipment lasted that long. I mean, it's amazing, but...
Right.
You know, because nowadays they don't make things like that.
No, they certainly don't. They don't last as long. And but I would call around on some electricians that do a lot of residential work. I'll bet you'll find someone that's encountered this recently.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. That's good. I will do that.
Okay. Well, Mary,
good luck, Mary.
Thanks so much for being with us. You take care, stay cool, and we will help you again anytime you need us.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Have a great day.
Okay, you as well. Thank you very much.